Our gospel lesson this morning comes from the gospel according to Matthew in the second chapter as we hear of the visit of the wise men. It goes like this. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them of the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may go also and pay him homage." And when they heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let us pray. Lord God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today we come to the final week of our series that we have been traveling through from the beginning of December with Advent and Christmas now to Epiphany Day. Our series has been called Preparing the Way, and in this series, we have been preparing the way in our own lives for Jesus, the Christ. We know that Christ comes at Christmas, but not only at Christmas, also each and every day, and so we have been preparing the way. Last week, our word was search, so this week, it's appropriate that our word is find. Find will help us focus as we search through Scripture and come to find what God is speaking to us today. The word find comes from our Scripture lesson in Matthew as the star stops over the home in Bethlehem where the Christ child is. And the wise men enter the home and find the child with his mother Mary. Both in Isaiah 60 and Matthew chapter 2, there's a movement toward a new king coming in Bethlehem. In Isaiah's prophecy, he says, "The land of Israel will witness how nations shall come to your light and kings to the brightness of your dawn." The scripture makes reference to the young camels of Midian and Ephah and Sheba that will come with gold and frankincense to praise the Lord. Matthew puts it a little differently. He says with the visit of the wise men that they come rendering their praise not to the land, but to a newborn king. Our scripture lessons this morning invite us to give honor and glory and praise to God, just as the wise men. For God has acted in accordance with God's own promises to a covenant people. God has come to us through the Messiah. In the gospel lesson, the wise men from the east are welcomed to the home by Joseph and Mary, and the first thing they do is kneel and honor the newborn child. The text and the occasion, Epiphany, can give us direction to follow a star, just as the wise men followed the star until it stopped in Bethlehem. But the ways that we follow the stars placed in our lives by God may look the same or different than the wise men. Maybe the ways that we follow stars have to do with how God has been working in our lives before we even realized it. Or maybe it means going in the new direction that God wants us to take. Maybe it's in terms of making a big decision. As we're invited to contemplate the bright morning star, Christ Jesus, may he help us, guide us, engage us in making decisions, in beginning new projects, new relationships, or adjusting our lives to how we need to follow Christ so that we will ultimately bring honor and glory to God. Now, the wise men physically found Jesus. We may not have that opportunity here on earth to physically find Jesus the way they did, but we can still find Jesus in our lives, even today. So as we seek to find Jesus in our lives, we may find lots of different things, some of which might look like a whisk in a hymnal holder or a dinosaur in your pew. Some things may lead us to Jesus, while other things may merely distract us or fool us into desiring them instead of Jesus. The wise men, though, they didn't journey alone, and they didn't make the journey all on their own. You see, they had a star to guide them and companions to go with them. So do we. We have Scripture and Christ Jesus to guide us and companions along the journey. Those who are put in our life and in our path to help us best find God. You see, following a star is never a blind endeavor. The story of the wise men reminds us that even something as simple as a star in the night sky may lead us to new places, may require courage of us, and may demand trusting hearts. So let's follow the wise men's lead. Today, we're going to receive stars to help us guide our spiritual lives, to help us focus and discipline at the beginning of a new year. We receive our stars today the same way the wise men received their star, as a gift given to us by God that we can observe in our lives for the year to come. I have stars for each of you. And the stars have a word written on them. Now, there are well over 100 stars. So this is what they look like. This is the back. That's the front. They each have a word on them. There are a few repeats within the words, but you probably won't see the exact same word for all of you. When you receive your star, reach in, pull the star out. No fishing around or trying to get a certain word. Okay? They're going to be face down, so that would be really difficult. Just pull out the star, and if you look at it and decide that you think that's not the star for you, there's no putting it back. That is a star that has come to rest with you, and you can journey with it for a year, whether that is an easy path or a difficult path to travel. The idea with our stars today and the words on them is to connect our stars and words with the star that the Magi followed. The same way that they followed their star, you too get to follow and journey with your star throughout the year and see where God takes you. I hope that you can view your star and its word as both a gift that God is giving you and a gift that you can give God's world. Now, your star and its word may have some questions that it brings to you. Maybe, how can you connect with your word where you are in your life right now? Or what does your word teach you about God and God's character and work in the world, both in the past and right now? What might your word say as God is calling you in your life? How can your word guide you? How might God grow in you using the word that you receive? What does your word even mean? How does the word show up in Scripture? I have a friend who has received Star Words for many years, and the past 3 years she's gotten the same word. That word happens to be patience. She has the idea that perhaps she needs to take her word a little more seriously this year. So whatever word you receive, I pray it will be a word that comes to bear rich spiritual meaning in your life this year. Take your star home with you. Don't put it back. Don't give it to me. It's your word. So take it home with you. Place it somewhere you'll see it. The refrigerator, the kitchen sink, your bathroom mirror, on your nightstand, on the dashboard of your car, wherever you'll notice it. And let God's divine guidance impact your spiritual journey and your destination. May God lead you to precisely the place where you've been seeking, such that you will find Christ, just as God led the wise men to Jesus. And when you find Christ, not if, but when you find Christ, may you be found rejoicing. My hope is that in following our stars, we will draw deeper to the truth and love of Christ that has been made known to us in Emmanuel, God with us. All right, it's time for the stars. When I did this with our preschool students on Thursday, each class got to pick a star, and the two classes pulled sharing and listening, which were wonderful words for each of them. Indeed. Well, may your stars help guide you and draw you nearer to Christ. Amen.